Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Generations Deep by Gina Birkemeyer is a faith-integrated, trauma-informed self-help book that blends memoir with practical reflection tools. A licensed professional counselor with training in trauma explores how unaddressed emotional wounds, dysfunctional family dynamics, and toxic beliefs can be passed from one generation to the next. The guiding idea is that patterns tend to repeat when they are not repaired, and that healing is possible when people face what shaped them rather than hiding it. The book aims to help readers recognize inherited narratives, understand how shame and secrecy can keep families stuck, and begin rewriting their personal and family stories. Alongside personal storytelling, it draws on psychological concepts and scientific discussion often associated with transgenerational influence, while grounding the process in Christian faith and scripture. The overall purpose is not simply insight, but transformation, equipping readers to become cycle breakers through a balanced approach that respects both therapeutic wisdom and spiritual formation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how generational patterns of dysfunction take root. A central focus of Generations Deep is the way family systems transmit patterns across time, especially when pain is minimized or left unresolved. Birkemeyer frames dysfunction not as a one-off problem, but as a repeating inheritance beliefs, coping strategies, relational habits, and unspoken rules that children absorb long before they can name them. The book uses the author's multi-generational family story to illustrate how trauma and unhealthy dynamics can echo through multiple generations, shaping identity and behavior in subtle but powerful ways. Rather than reducing everything to personal choice or blaming previous generations, the approach encourages clear-eyed recognition. Readers are invited to look at what they learned about emotions, conflict, trust, and self-worth from the environment they grew up in. This topic matters because it shifts the conversation from isolated symptoms to underlying patterns. When a reader can see the larger storyline, they can identify what is actually being repeated and why. That clarity becomes the starting point for change, because naming the pattern makes it possible to interrupt it and build a different legacy. Secondly, rewriting the story we tell ourselves. Another major theme is the power of personal narrative. The book emphasizes that the story we repeat internally shapes how we interpret relationships, setbacks, and even God. In families marked by dysfunction, people often inherit explanations about who they are and what they deserve, sometimes built on misinformation, secrecy, or shame. Birkemeyer encourages readers to examine these internal scripts with honesty and compassion. What messages did you receive about your value, safety, and voice? And which of those messages still drive your decisions today? The goal is not to erase the past, but to reinterpret it truthfully, replacing distorted beliefs with a more grounded understanding of what happened and what it meant. The memoir elements model this process by showing how personal history can be faced without denial and without becoming the only identity. In practice, rewriting the story involves noticing triggers, connecting present reactions to earlier experiences, and choosing language that reflects reality rather than self-condemnation. This creates space for a healthier identity to form, one that is not trapped by inherited dysfunction. Thirdly, integrating therapy with Christian faith without over-spiritualizing. Generations Deep stands out for its attempt to bridge psychological insight and Christian spirituality in a way that takes both seriously. Birkemeyer presents healing as a process that can involve therapeutic tools and clinical understanding alongside prayer, scripture, and trust in God. Importantly, the book is positioned as not oversimplifying trauma with spiritual platitudes and not treating faith as an optional accessory. Instead, it frames emotional healing and spiritual growth as intertwined beliefs about God, self, and others influence mental health. And psychological wounds can affect how someone experiences faith. By integrating these dimensions, the book aims to offer a realistic pathway for readers who may feel torn between church language and therapy language. The integration also helps readers avoid common traps, such as using religious performance to bypass grief, or using clinical labels to avoid moral responsibility and relational repair. In this topic, the book's practical value is its balanced posture. Readers are encouraged to seek help, use evidence-informed practices, and pursue spiritual renewal without denying the complexity of trauma and recovery. Fourthly, cycle breaking as a deliberate and costly choice. The book repeatedly returns to the idea of the cycle breaker, the person who decides that harmful patterns will stop with them. Birkemeyer portrays cycle breaking as more than a motivating slogan. It involves willingness to tell the truth, confront denial, and tolerate discomfort that previous generations avoided. Readers are guided to see how family loyalty, fear, and shame can maintain the status quo, even when everyone is suffering. Choosing a new way may require different boundaries, new communication habits, and often support from safe people who can handle honesty. The book also recognizes the emotional cost grief for what was lost, anger at what was harmed, and the temptation to give up when change is slow. Yet it holds out hope that transformation is possible and meaningful, especially when framed as creating a healthier legacy for future generations. Cycle Breaking is presented as both personal and relational, because changing patterns affects marriages, parenting, and community connections. By emphasizing intentional action rather than passive insight, this topic reinforces the book's practical aim to help readers move from recognition to new patterns of living. Lastly, self-reflection tools that support healing work beyond narrative and teaching. Generations Deep includes structured self-help elements designed to help readers engage their own story. The book is known for incorporating questionnaires and inventories associated with trauma-informed practice, along with journaling prompts. These tools function as guided mirrors. They help readers identify symptoms, relational patterns, and belief systems that may be connected to earlier experiences or family dynamics. In a topic as emotionally charged as generational trauma, structure matters. Questions and prompts can give readers a paced, concrete way to reflect without getting overwhelmed or stuck in vague rumination. The intent is to move readers from general awareness to specific insight, such as noticing patterns around conflict, emotional shutdown, control, people-pleasing, or shame responses. The tools also reinforce the book's integration of faith and therapy by encouraging prayerful reflection alongside emotionally honest journaling. While the book is not a substitute for professional counseling, its workbook-like components make it more actionable than memoir alone. For many readers, these exercises can provide language for experiences they have never articulated and help them take the next step towards support and change. In conclusion, Generations Deep is best suited for readers who suspect that their present struggles are connected to family patterns and who want a healing framework that respects both psychological reality and Christian faith. It can be especially helpful for people who feel caught between two worlds, those who value scripture and spiritual formation, but also recognize the need for trauma-informed tools, honest emotional work, and possibly professional therapy. Readers can gain practical benefits from the book's combination of personal storytelling and structured reflection, including clearer identification of inherited beliefs, a better understanding of how shame and secrecy operate in families, and concrete prompts that support journaling and self-assessment. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent way to think about multi-generational influence without collapsing into blame or fatalism. What helps it stand out in its category is the intentional blend of memoir and workbook elements, paired with an emphasis on not over-spiritualizing trauma. Many faith-based titles lean heavily on inspirational language, while many therapy-oriented titles minimize spirituality. This book positions itself in the middle, urging readers to become cycle breakers who pursue both truth and hope. The result is a compassionate, action-oriented resource for rewriting a legacy. If you would like to support Gina Birkemeyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.